is a powerful tool that serves you and your family every day. But how do you juggle all of life's demands, raise a family, and keep your house under control? That's what this show is all about. Welcome to the Stress Less Podcast. I'm Megan Smith, Midwest mama who is obsessed with getting rid of crap and passionate about realistic problem solving. And I'm here to help you transform your unique spaces by giving you permission to make intentional decisions that empower you to confidently stress less and live more. Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Stress Less Podcast. With the holidays right around the corner, I know that for many of us, the thought of all the new toys and gifts coming into our homes can feel a bit overwhelming. This season of joy and celebration has a way of creating clutter, especially when it comes to traditions with our kids. If you're already feeling like your toy bins are overflowing and your playroom or kids' bedrooms are out of control, trust me, I get it. Before I started being super intentional about decluttering my kids' toys before Christmas, I used to feel like we were bringing in gifts and toys from extended family Christmases and piling them right on top of the toys we already had. But once I started a pre-holiday declutter, I was able to open up some white space to make room for the new, exciting, bright and shiny toys, and it truly helped so much. Now, my kids' rooms and their play spaces feel purposeful, organized, and functional, even with new toys added into the mix. In today's episode, we're going to talk all about what a pre-holiday toy declutter could look like for you and your family, and how this process could make a real difference in your home. So if you've ever wished your kids' toys were kept in better order, this episode is for you. I feel like the last several episodes now, I've led with some kind of disclaimer, and today's episode is no different. I'm going to use the phrase play space a lot, and I'm truly being intentional about that because a play space is anywhere a child plays with toys in your home. You don't have to have a designated playroom in order to have a play space. A play space can be your living room, your kids' rooms, basement, or even your kitchen and bathroom, because we all know kids and toys end up in there too. Let's get started by talking about why it's so helpful to declutter kids' toys before Christmas. First and foremost, making space for new items coming in is key. The last thing we want to do is add more toys on top of an already packed play area. By downsizing what we have now, we create breathing room for new toys. Decluttering also helps reduce overstimulation for kids. When your kids have too many options, it's harder for them to focus, which can make playtime feel chaotic and overwhelming. A simplified, organized play area allows kids to actually see the toys they have and easily decide what to play with. Another great reason to declutter is because it creates an opportunity to have meaningful conversations with your children. While you're going through their toys, you can guide them to decide what's important to them and what they are ready to let go of. By involving your kids in the downsizing process, you're helping them practice a real-life skill. Now, I want to talk briefly about the benefits of having a decluttered space. A clutter-free environment really supports kids to play with increased attention spans. When there are fewer toys competing for their attention, kids tend to use their imaginations more, taking their little brains deeper into play. Instead of jumping from one toy to the next, they engage longer, creating stories and finding new ways to use what they have. It's amazing to see how, with fewer toys around, they actually end up playing more creatively and meaningfully. Have you ever noticed when you do finally get around to picking up an area that was a mess, your kids instantly gravitate to that space and start playing and using their imaginations? Decluttered play spaces also make cleanup so much easier for both kids and parents. When everything has a designated spot, it takes the guesswork out of tidying up. Kids can actually take responsibility for putting their toys away because they know where each item belongs. And as parents, That means we're not left at the end of the day feeling like we're constantly picking up endless piles. It's a win-win that can help reduce the daily stress that a messy house can bring. Finally, having a simplified play space can support your family's core values. By creating a home that aligns with your values, you're not just organizing. You're building a foundation for the habits and beliefs you want to instill in your kids. Just think about what you would have time for when you don't have to spend your evenings and weekends picking up your house. You could spend time outside, going for walks with your family, or taking your kids to the park or library. Or you could actually start doing your family game night or movie night that you've been talking about. I want to tell you about something I think you'll love if you're looking for more support in tackling toy clutter, my Play Spaces That Work private podcast. This is a special resource I created for parents like you who are short on time and are ready for the most practical steps for organizing and maintaining real-life play spaces that work for your family. Inside the Play Spaces That Work private podcast, you'll have step-by-step guidance on everything from categorizing and downsizing to reorganizing all the toys in your home. And to make sure your brain doesn't have to do any work, I've included a toy categories list to make it easy for you to know what toys belong together, a toy evaluation tool to help you decide what stays and what goes, a product recommendation guide that includes direct links to my favorite organizing products from 4 major retailers, plus a workbook and to-do list, because we all know that some brains just work better when we have space to brain dump our thoughts, and that crossing steps off of a list just feels so good. Listening to a podcast about decluttering is honestly like having a little cheerleader right in your ear, motivating you every step of the way. There's just something about hearing practical tips and real-life stories that get those decluttering ideas flowing and makes you feel ready to take action. Think of it as a mini coaching session where you have a buddy who's rooting for you, helping you let go of what you don't need and cheering you on as you make space for what truly matters. If you're looking to create a play space that's organized, functional, and easy to maintain, this private podcast is for you. Play Spaces That Work is usually $49, but for a limited time, you'll be able to use the link in the show notes and get lifetime access for just $37. So if you're ready to make play spaces that actually work, the link is in the show notes, and I'd love for you to join me there. All right, friends, as we wrap up today's episode, let's do a quick recap. Decluttering your kids' toys before Christmas isn't just about making room for the new gifts coming in. It's about creating a play space that feels manageable and enjoyable for everyone. A clutter-free play area means less holiday stress, more intentional play, and a space where your kids can truly enjoy favorite toys without feeling overwhelmed. Taking the time to clear out and organize before the holidays sets the stage for a more peaceful, organized home that supports joyful moments with your family. If you're ready to make this year different and create a play space that actually works, I'd love for you to join me in the Play Spaces That Work private podcast. It's designed to give you all the tools, tips, and guidance you need to make your play areas functional, sustainable, and clutter-free just in time for the holidays. You'll find the link in the show notes, and don't forget, it's only on sale for a limited time. So join now. Thank you for spending this time with me, and here's to a holiday season where we are all making room for what really matters. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Stress Less Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd be so grateful if you'd take a screenshot and share it on Instagram, tagging me at Megan Smith Stress Less. Sharing your takeaways from this episode on Instagram will help more moms like you discover helpful episodes and learn how to make motherhood feel more manageable. Don't forget to check out the show notes for tools and resources mentioned in today's episode. I'll talk to you soon on the Stress Less Podcast.